You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027. This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027 in Johannesburg and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town.
All over the world, the financial effects of COVID-19 are starting to be quantified, from the impact on airlines to the tourism and hospitality industry. And a report out yesterday by global brand consultancy Brand Finance reveals that companies in Europe are likely to lose up to 1 trillion euros in brand value as the direct impact of COVID-19 is felt, an effect that's obviously going to be felt well into the new year. I've got CEO of Brand Finance, David Haig, on the line from London, who I'm sad to hear, David, has been coughing a little bit today. I hope you're feeling okay.
Yeah, well, I was just saying to somebody earlier on that I've been coughing for about a month, so I'm not actually sure it's COVID-19.
Ah.
It's just some rather irritating shit.
Ah, well, what a relief. So what is the mood in the city like right now in the middle of this lockdown?
Situation, you know, markets always react, and they've overreacted, or they've reacted very strongly, and the share price has gone down. The financial measures brought by the UK and the US governments, the market has rebounded, so it actually dropped 30%, and it's rebounding by about 10%. So, you know, it is schizophrenic, really.
It is a bit schizophrenic.
I think,
much like our phone line, as I was losing you a little bit as you were ending off there. Let's turn to the Brand Finance report, because you've had a look from a brand valuation perspective at what the worst hit industries are going to be. And I think no surprises to see that aviation is one of the worst hit, oil and gas, tourism and leisure, and then restaurants and retail. When you look at the airline brand value due to the coronavirus outbreak, what do you expect the potential impact ultimately to be? We know there's going to be bailouts of airlines, and how quickly might they recover from this?
Well, it's one of those things where the city has rebounded into stocks, and the stocks they're going back into are the ones with very strong balance sheets, good cash flows, and extremely strong brands that have got a long-term potential despite the short-term hit. So if we're looking across the world at airlines, we produce a table every year of the top 100 airlines. And, you know, in the last 6-9 months, there have been some that have been looking fairly weak and some that have been looking very strong. But the issue at the moment is that all of them, whether they're strong or weak, are saying that operationally they might go bust if they're not bailed out. And as long as governments take action to prevent them going back bust, good ones will rebound. Now, the question really is, I suppose, in South Africa, whether South African Airlines is able to withstand all these pressures and come out a bit stronger than it went in.
Yeah, I think most are expecting it not to be able to withstand it, but we don't know what the ANC-led government is going to do, providing bailout after bailout, and it has almost become a distant memory with the daily headlines of the imminent lockdown and COVID-19 dominating both talk shows and column centimeters. And obviously the media and film industry are going to start feeling the effects from an advertising perspective. I think outdoor advertising is a bit of a loser. There are winners though as well. Who do you see as some of the winners in all of this?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the interesting things about this is that because it's such a bad thing, everyone tends to look on the downside and think it's going to be bad. In looking at our report, we actually had a red, amber, green traffic light system by sector, and we looked at different brands. And in order to not be frivolous, the ones we gave green to, we said, well, they'll be unaffected. And the ones that are you know, in risk areas, like the airlines and so on, we estimate that they might lose 20% of their value. So that's how we got to our trillion dollars. the thing is, it's not just a question of being stable. Some brands are actually going to benefit from all this. One particular winner is going to be Amazon. Amazon apparently are recruiting 100,000 extra staff because people have fled away from physical retail even more, and they're now buying it all online. So they are struggling to keep pace with the volume of deliveries. They also own AWS, which is cloud-based, and everyone's using the cloud. So, finally, on top of all that, they've got Amazon Prime with their broadcasting. So, you know, weirdly, their portfolio is extremely well positioned to do well out of the whole thing. And there are a number of other brands like Netflix, like one or two of the other online businesses that will actually probably end up being net gains.
Well, David, I'm going to let you get back to recovering from that cough. I certainly hope it isn't COVID-19. That was David Hayes, CEO of Brand Finance Globally, with the latest report on the brand impact or the brand valuation impact of COVID-19, some of the winners and losers in the European economy. And, well, that's a wrap from the team tonight. I certainly hope that you at home are taking heed of the various calls by government, by business leaders to stay at home, don't treat the lockdown trivially, and let's see if together we can stand in solidarity, even though we are distancing ourselves socially, and flatten that curve and make sure that Africa perhaps emerges as one of the global examples of how to deal with highly virulent pathogens in the future. My thanks to sound engineers Matabataba Radebe and producer Andres Mashlangu, and I'll leave you in the hands of Maestro Richard Koch in Johannesburg, and Kianetse is in the Jazz Lounge in Cape Town. Good night.